Welcome to your podcast from hypnosisdownloads.com, where every few days you can hear sneak previews of our latest downloads. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Be More Flexible from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about becoming more flexible. When it comes to exercising in a way that promotes health and longevity and prevents injuries, there are three fundamental pillars of a well-rounded exercise program. One is an appropriate form of strength and resistance training. The second is cardiovascular exercise, whether that's walking, jogging, cycling, swimming, or whatever best suits your body and your lifestyle. And the third is performing regular stretching and mobility exercises to maintain your flexibility. If any one of these pillars is absent, you'll be more vulnerable to injuries and health issues over time. And when all three are consistently present as part of your routine, your overall quality of life and functional fitness will be much improved. This session is all about making time in the week for that third pillar, maintaining your physical flexibility. It's about deepening your motivation and self-discipline when it comes to stretching, and accessing a state of mind that ensures your stretching will be most effective. Stretching maintains a healthy range of motion of your joints and ensure that your muscles, fascia, and tendons do not become overly tight or short. When our range of motion is limited by excess tightness, it can lead us to compensating by moving in non-optimal ways and using our muscles inefficiently. It also means that if we have to react suddenly and unexpectedly, like if we stumble and need to quickly find our balance, or if we're in a car that performs an emergency stop, any excess tightness, stiffness, and rigidity in the body will make an injury more likely. A rule of thumb when it comes to stretching is to perform each stretch for 30 seconds to a minute, to do each stretch at least twice, and do your stretching routine at least 5 days a week. And it needn't take long. 5 or 10 minutes a day is often perfectly sufficient for most people. Stretching involves changes that are more than just physical. Part of what keeps a muscle tight is that the brain and the nervous system are sending signals to keep the muscle contracted. This can sometimes happen after an injury, when a person may unconsciously tighten the muscles around the injury to prevent further damage. But then that contraction becomes an unconscious habit, and they can end up with tightened muscles long after the injury is healed. When you repeatedly stretch, the brain and nervous system essentially become reprogrammed to realize that it's okay for those muscles to now soften, lengthen, and relax. This is why it's not recommended to force your stretches. The idea should be to relax into them. Breathe smoothly. Go just to the edge of where there starts to be major discomfort in the area you're stretching and hold for 30 seconds. But never try to push through pain. By doing this, you'll be conditioning the body over time to be at ease with having a healthy, full range of motion in the areas you're working on. The deeply relaxing, hypnotic part of this session is going to help you be focused, disciplined, and committed about your stretching practice, and it's going to help you naturally relax into your stretches, increasing their benefits and ensuring you stretch in a way that's healthy and effective.
This has been a podcast from hypnosisdownloads.com. To get the full download, including the hypnosis part of the session, visit hypnosisdownloads.com today.